Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're not just skimming an article, we are really dissecting a strategy guide. It's all about digital survival, specifically in a very competitive spot in Texas, Hell's Branch, just north of Austin.
Right.
And our mission really is to take this detailed blueprint on optimizing for local business and pull out the strategic, you know, the forward-looking knowledge you need, stuff to future-proof your visibility. We all hear this phrase, digital first economy, right? But what does it actually mean on the ground? Well, in a fast growing place like Wells Branch, it means if you're, say, a plumber, or you run a yoga studio, or maybe you're a specialized contractor, your customers aren't just driving past your shop anymore. They are searching online right now.
Right now, on their phones.
Exactly. Probably using voice commands half the time.
Yeah.
And if you don't show up in those results, well, it's like your business barely exists online.
That's the absolute core of it. That's the critical pivot we need to understand. For, you know, the small business owner, the local service provider, getting onto page one of Google, it's not really about just being successful anymore.
It's table stakes.
It's basically table stakes, yeah. It's the baseline for even participating in the market today. The digital competition out there is just fierce. And the sources we looked at, they make it crystal clear. It's the strategic knowledge that separates businesses that are truly thriving from those just, well, getting by.
Okay, let's unpack this then before we jump into the really new stuff, the AI optimization angle. We need to set the foundation. So what are the key elements of, let's call it strategic SEO, the absolute non-negotiables every local business needs?
Well, we absolutely have to start with traditional local SEO. It's still, you know, the biggest driver of that really high intent traffic.
High intent meaning ready to buy, ready to call.
Exactly. The primary strategic goal here isn't just getting clicks, it's about conversion. We're talking about ranking specifically for those incredibly valuable geo-specific terms.
Like Plumber Wells Branch.
Precisely. And also those searches everyone does. The near me searches.
Yeah, the classic.
Think about the difference in mindset, right? Someone searching for HVAC repair near me versus someone just browsing HVAC systems.
Totally different intent. One's urgent.
Exactly. The near me searcher, they have an immediate, probably critical need. Good local SEO makes sure you capture that specific intent. It directly increases your organic traffic from local customers who are, you know, ready to take action.
And it's more than just tweaking the website content itself, isn't it? A lot of this happens kind of off the page.
Oh, absolutely. A huge part of it is offsite. We really have to talk about Google Maps and mobile search results. That's where most local searches actually start.
Right. On the phone, looking at the map.
Yeah. So robust local optimization means getting your Google Business Profile, your GBP, absolutely perfect, making sure your in-app data, that's name, address, phone number, is consistent everywhere, posting updates regularly, and crucially, building genuine trust signals.
Trust signals. How do you build trust with Google, essentially?
Well, it mainly comes down to two things. First, actively managing your reviews, responding to them, encouraging them. Second, securing consistent local citations. That means getting your business listed accurately in key online directories.
So things like Yelp, Angie's List, local Chamber of Commerce sites.
Exactly. These aren't just like vanity listings. They are essential validators for Google. They basically tell the algorithm, hey, this business is real, it's reliable, and it's active in its local community.
Okay.
And the practical result, the thing you can actually measure, it's driving those direct actions we talked about. Phone calls, people filling out appointment forms, even walk-in traffic for brick and mortar places.
Gotcha. So those are the fundamentals. They've kind of been the playbook for, what, the last decade?
Pretty much, yeah.
But here's where the guide we looked at takes a really interesting turn. It jumps into the future, acknowledging how generative AI has fundamentally changed the search game. It introduces a very specific targeted approach. This is where it gets really fascinating. The sources spend a good chunk of time on this strategy they call LLM seeding and AI optimization. Now, that sounds quite technical for our listeners who are sharp on tech concepts, but really need the strategic why. What exactly is LLM seeding and why is it suddenly mandatory?
It's mandatory because search isn't just about finding links anymore. Think about it. People used to type in keywords and get, you know, 10 blue links back.
The classic search results page.
Right. But now Increasingly, you're getting one direct synthesized answer from an AI like Google Gemini, or you're asking really complex questions using conversational interfaces like voice search.
Okay.
So LLM seeding, it's essentially their proprietary method for structuring your website's content. Not just stuffing keywords in, but structuring it so these large language models, the LLMs like ChatGPT, Gemini, etc., can easily parse it, understand it, and then critically feel confident enough to surface it in their answers.
Confident enough.
Yeah. If the LLM can't clearly figure out what you do, who you serve, and what makes you valuable or unique, it simply won't include your information in its synthesized response. You get left out.
Whoa. Okay, that is a huge difference. So if I ask an AI something like, find me the best plumber near Wells Branch, but they need to offer 24/7 emergency service and take credit cards, how does my content need to look different compared to just having 24/7 service maybe in a headline somewhere? What's the strategic change?
That hits a nail on the head. Traditional SEO, you know, it focuses a lot on optimizing the visible text, the keywords and headings and paragraphs. LLM seeding goes deeper. It requires strategic use of structured data.
Structured data. You mean schema markup.
Exactly. Schema markup. We'll touch on that more. But basically, you need to explicitly tell the AI about the key entities on your page. Things like your precise location, your specific services, customer reviews, operating hours, and crucially, those specific attributes that answer direct questions, like your 24/7 availability or the payment methods accepted.
So you're not just writing for scanning the page anymore?
Not primarily, no. You're kind of writing a, think of it like a highly organized digital nutritional label for the AI to read and understand instantly. We're moving away from just a web of linked documents towards a web of interconnected data.
A web of data.
Hmm. And if your data isn't structured correctly using things like schema, the LLM just can't confidently grab that specific detail like the 24/7 service part and weave it into its final conversational answer. It needs certainty.
So this isn't just a fancy new name for doing better keyword research or writing clearer content. It's genuinely about restructuring the site's underlying architecture to like speak AI's language.
Precisely. It's fundamentally about future-proofing your content. If you don't optimize for AI interpretation now, you seriously risk being sidelined in the modern search experience, which, let's face it, is becoming more and more conversational, more summarized by AI, and less based on just clicking through links.
That really does shift the whole conversation. Okay, let's broaden out again. Let's look at the comprehensive approach that this guide recommends. The source material really hammers home that you don't get results by just focusing on one thing. It's about blending this technical precision with creative strategy. They talk about four main pillars.
That's right, four pillars. The first one, as we've discussed, is absolutely fundamental, local SEO optimization. This is ground zero.
Getting the basics perfect.
Exactly. Perfecting that Google business profile, making sure those local citations are accurate and widespread, and optimizing dedicated location pages on your website so you rank for those specific high intent local searches, you know, best roofing contractor in Wells Branch or whatever it might be, this drives that initial qualified traffic.
Okay, pillar one, local SEO. What's next? We move into the technical stuff.
Yeah, pillar two is the engine room, technical SEO and site audits. Think about it, if you want the AI to read that digital nutritional label we talked about, your website itself has to be technically sound. Meaning it needs to be easily crawlable by search engines, it has to load super fast, especially on mobile, and it needs to function perfectly on any device. So we're talking about deep technical audits to fix things like slow site speed, mobile responsiveness issues, crawl errors, and critically, making sure that core schema markup is implemented correctly.
Okay, so the technical audit finds the problems and then you fix them. And that schema part connects directly to the AI strategy.
Exactly. This is where the technical pillar directly enables the AI pillar. Schema markup isn't just about technical website health. It's the actual vehicle for that LLM seeding and AI optimization, which is pillar three.
Right. Recap that one quickly.
Pillar three is using that technical foundation, specifically schema, to structure your content so LLMs understand it. If you want the AI to know, without a doubt, that your business in Wells Branch is a service organization that operates during these specific hours and serves these exact zip codes, You need clean, accurate schema telling it so. The tech enables the AI strategy.
Okay. Local technical AI. What's the fourth pillar? This one is often missed by the tech folks, right?
It often is, but it's absolutely crucial for actually getting a return on investment. Website design.
Making it look good.
Well, yes. But it's much more than just aesthetics. Think of it this way. The first three pillars work hard to bring the right customer to your digital doorstep. Pillar four, the website design, needs to invite them inside and make it easy for them to actually do business with you to convert.
Convert meaning book an appointment, make a purchase, fill out a form.
Precisely. This isn't just about a pretty layout. It's about building highly mobile-friendly, SEO-optimized websites that are laser-focused on conversion rate optimization. If that yoga studio example gets three times the traffic because the SEO and AI work is great, but their booking page is slow or confusing,
all that effort is wasted.
Exactly. All that hard work goes down the drain. You need fast, clear pathways for users to take action. Whether that means really optimized landing pages or maybe even a full website redesign centered on user experience and conversion.
That integration of all four pillars. It makes sense why the source material then lays out a clear, formalized process. It sounds like they have a five-step approach to take a business from, say, struggling online to being fully optimized. Can you walk us through that?
Sure. It's a logical flow. Step one is basically defining the mission. It's the discovery call. You have to deeply understand the business's goals, who their target customer is, what success looks like for them. You can't optimize effectively if you don't know what you're aiming for.
Right. Understand the target first.
Step two is the deep dive into where things stand right now. That's the comprehensive SEO audit. You look at current performance, website health, competitor positioning, where are the big gaps, what's working, what's broken.
Okay. Diagnose the current situation. Then what?
Step three is where the real strategic thinking happens. It's strategy development. This is where they create that custom roadmap. It's based specifically on the client's goals, the local market dynamics, and what the key competitors are doing. This step dictates exactly where that LLM seeding needs to happen, which keywords to target, what technical fixes are priority.
So the personalized plan, and step four is getting it done.
Step four is implementation. This is the hands-on work. Actually doing the optimization, creating or refining content, building relevant links, fixing those technical site errors identified in the audit, implementing the schema, all the doing.
And it doesn't just stop there, right? SEO isn't a one and done thing.
Absolutely not. Especially now with AI constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. That's why the final step, step five, is mandatory. Reporting and refinement.
The tracking progress.
Constantly. You track the key metrics, organic traffic, keyword rankings, conversion rates, leads generated. You analyze what's working, what's not, and you continuously adjust the strategy based on that data. The digital landscape never sits still, so your strategy has to be dynamic, always refining.
Okay, that process makes a lot of sense. Discovery, audit, strategy, implementation, refinement. Now let's make this really concrete. The guide includes a great case study, the Wells Branch Wellness Studio. It seems to perfectly illustrate this blend of local, technical, and AI strategy actually working in the real world.
Yeah, it's a fantastic example. The studio's problem was pretty classic, actually. They offered high-quality yoga and Pilates classes, but their digital visibility was really low.
So good service, but nobody could find them online.
Exactly. They were struggling to rank, even for basic high-intent search terms like yoga classes, Wells Branch, or Pilates studio near me. And they were losing potential customers to competitors who, frankly, might have been less qualified instructors, but were just much better optimized online.
Okay, so what was the specific mix of strategies they implemented? What did that multi-pronged attack look like for them?
It really hit all the pillars we discussed. They started with aggressive local SEO. That meant meticulously optimizing their Google business profile, getting reviews, and really targeting specific Wells Branch zip codes in their content and citations.
Ground zero, the local stuff.
Then came the technical foundation. They did a site speed overhaul to make the website much faster, especially on mobile. And crucially, they implemented clean, accurate schema markup that clearly defined their services, their schedule, their location, all that structured data we talked about.
Setting the stage for the AI.
Precisely. And the key differentiator, the thing that really pushed them ahead, was the LLM seeding. They specifically structured their service descriptions, their class schedules, even instructor bios, so that AI platforms could instantly pull the exact details, class times, pricing, location specifics, especially when users ask those complex conversational questions.
Like, find yoga studios near me open on Saturday mornings that offer beginner classes.
Exactly that kind of query. And they combined all that back-end work with a complete mobile-first website redesign. The new site was focused purely on making it incredibly easy for visitors to view the schedule and book an appointment online.
Okay, so they hit local, technical AI structure, and the user-facing website design for conversion. And the results, the guide said after just 90 days, things looked pretty different.
Yeah, the results were quite striking because they really showed the power of that synergistic approach. It wasn't just one thing, it was everything working together.
Well, what were the numbers?
They saw a 3x increase in organic traffic landing on their site. That's the local SEO and the LLM seeding pulling in new relevant searchers.
Triple the traffic, okay.
But maybe more strategically important, they achieved top 3 Google rankings for 12 of their most important local keywords. These were the high intent terms they were invisible for before.
Wow, top 3 for 12 keywords in 90 days is impressive. But traffic and rankings are great, but it's the bottom line that counts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did it lead to more business?
That's the crucial part. The ultimate success metric wasn't just the traffic increase, it was the conversion rate improvement, driven by that newly optimized website design and clear calls to action.
And the number there was?
The final, most critical number, a 40% increase in actual appointment bookings through the website.
40% increase in bookings. Okay, that's the ROI.
Absolutely. It proves the point perfectly. I can't just optimize for search engines anymore. You have to optimize for the user experience and for conversion once that qualified traffic actually arrives. The LLM seeding gets them interested and to the door, metaphorically speaking.
And the mobile-friendly design gets them to sign up and pay.
Exactly. Seamless journey.
So what does this all really mean for you, our listener? That case study, I think, perfectly illustrates that the strategic secret sauce here is the blend. You need that technical foundation solid, you need the smart, high-intent local targeting, and you need to be future-proofing your content architecture for AI. Doing all that simultaneously is what produces that measurable ROI.
And it's worth noting, too, for businesses that need support beyond just search optimization, the firm behind this strategy seems to offer a pretty comprehensive suite of services.
Right. The guide mentioned other things.
Yeah. We saw details on supplementary services covering the whole digital footprint. Things like graphic design for print and digital, managing web hosting, help with branding and logo creation, even specific AI consulting for, say, using generative AI in marketing content creation. It looks like a holistic approach aimed at overall market presence, not just rankings.
Okay, so wrapping up our synthesis for you here. The really key takeaway from this strategic deep dive is that genuine foresight, true strategic knowledge, means anticipating where the next major platform shift is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world of local business visibility, that shift is, without a doubt, the rapid rise of large language models in search and information discovery. A truly strategic approach doesn't just fix today's problems. It actively future-proofs your content and your entire online presence against the next wave of search evolution. You deserve more than just generic SEO.
And this brings up a really important question, something for you to think about, to mull over as you look at your own digital landscape, whether you're creating content or consuming it.
Okay.
If search is genuinely moving away from those simple lists of blue links and towards sophisticated conversational answers generated by large language models, how fundamentally do you need to start changing the way you structure the content you create, or even how you evaluate the content you consume? How do you ensure future discoverability in this new paradigm?
Mm.
This shift from basic information retrieval to AI-driven interpretation, well, it's a strategic shift that ultimately affects every single piece of content being published online. Something to really consider.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.